Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1668 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Amy Carmichael, and it is, "A cup brimful of sweet water can never spill one drop of bitter water, however suddenly jolted." So today's nugget is, a cup of sweet water. We must be cautious about what we fill ourselves with. Whatever we allow in our minds and hearts will spill out during the times of hardship and distress. Adversity does not build character, it reveals it. How you handle a crisis is a test of your character. Life is full of obstacles. Every one of us faces some type of adversity during this short time on this earth. It is not a matter of if something will be thrown into our path, but when. The actual personal test comes in the form of our response. How we handle our challenges will reveal our true character. Going through difficult times is like a heavy truck going over a small bridge. It doesn't cause cracks so much as it reveals where there are already weak spots. We all have to walk through pressure-filled situations regularly. Marriage and parenting are two realms of life that cause all kinds of adversity. Being in leadership or working with difficult co-workers can also cause a great deal of stress. Struggling to pay the bills or dealing with declining health can feel like that heavy truck going over the small bridge that is your life. In those situations, we often have to face the worst about ourselves. Our tendency to run from reality to find comfort in our favorite addiction, our anger and tendencies to attack and blame others for our problems, or our fears and anxieties at facing the difficulties of life. So how do we prepare ourselves for adversity? Well, first and foremost, it would be wise, as the pressure reveals the cracks in our characters, to hear the gospel and recognize that our need for our Savior is more significant than we ever knew. And secondly, we need to be continually filled with the Spirit. We must spend time daily in God's presence, confessing our sins and worshiping Jesus, getting to know who our great God is and what it means to know Him and live for Him. As we let Him sanctify us, we will find that when our trials come, we will have a greater ability to withstand the pressure because we are strengthened by His Spirit within us and are becoming more and more like Jesus in our attitudes and actions. There is no escaping the adversity in this world, and when hard times hit, it is often too late to change who we are. Now is the time to cultivate the life of the Spirit. Now is the time to draw on God, so that when adversity does come, and it will, we can stand firm and weather the storm. Make sure that our cup is full of sweet water, so when adversity does come, what splashes out will be refreshing to others. And our passage for today is Luke chapter 6, verse 45. A good person produces good things from a treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from a treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,667 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will find us and join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. Thanks so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.